So, you got another Meg movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. Meg 2, The Trench.
Ah, so like a megalodon gets into some World War I trenches and the soldiers have to fight it?
No, this is like a deep sea trench at the bottom of the seafloor.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
The soldiers would drown.
Actually, there aren't any World War I soldiers. It's Jason Statham. He's back again, baby.
Oh, boy. What was his character's name again?
You wouldn't retain it if I told you.
That's true. Who is he? I don't care.
And a bunch of other characters from the first movie are coming back, too.
Oh, nice. I remember them.
Do you?
No.
Didn't really think so. Anyway, his love interest from the first movie's dead now.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, turns out she ended up contracting off-screen deathinitis.
That does sometimes happen between movies, yeah.
So now Jason Statham's taking care of her daughter, Mei Ying, so he's basically a dad now.
Very parental.
And so in this movie, we're gonna have even more Megs and some freaking dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs?
Well, there are dinosaurs in the Meg books, sir.
These are based on books?
They actually are, sir. See, books aren't always just about boring stuff. Sometimes they're about fun, crazy stuff, too.
Well, geez, you just made me kind of want to learn how to read.
Great. Or at least invent some kind of service where people read books to you.
Audible.
Well, I'm glad you're able to hear me, but don't steal my idea, you son of a gun.
That's...
So what happens in the movie?
Well, look, with a movie like this, sir, we all know what people are coming to see.
Giant sharks.
Human conflict.
What?
And then a little bit of shark stuff at the end.
You sure about that?
Well, I figured your visual effects budget would be sure of that.
That's a good point. Yeah, okay, tell me about this human conflict stuff. I'm in.
Well, Jason Statham has been working with his deceased wife's brother, Ju Ming, right?
Okay.
And this freaking guy has a Meg in captivity that he discovered as a pup.
So they're keeping it in a megalodon-proof containment thing?
Completely megalodon-proof, sir, except for a megalodon-sized tunnel that's closed by a tiny gate.
Well, that should be fine, right? There's a gate.
But then this megalodon escapes.
What?
So they're in their little submarines on a trench exploration run, and this Meg starts chasing them, so they go down under the thermocline.
Which is something sciency, I'm pretty sure.
That's right, it is.
I knew it.
It's this temperature transition area in the ocean that the Megs can't travel through.
Gotcha.
So then this Meg travels through it.
Friggin' useless thermocline. Stupid thermocline.
See, turns out there are some bad guys at the bottom doing some illegal mining, and they set off this big explosion that crashes the submarines and makes a hole in the thermocline.
Oh, so they die?
No, because the good guys have these super powerful suits that can resist the ocean pressure and, like, punch through concrete.
I bet those are gonna come into play later when they fight the sharks.
No. So then the good guys are gonna spend a big chunk in the movie in this underwater base, not even dealing with sharks.
Oh man, I can't wait to see that. That's gonna be so cost-saving.
And Jason Statham wants to swim to this other part of the base that has escape pods, but their suits are out of oxygen.
So what does he do?
He goes anyway, unprotected, free diving it.
Aren't they super, super deep with incredibly crushing pressure?
25,000 feet down, but he breathes the air out of his nostrils. So it's okay. The oxygen is the problem. That's what the problem is.
Oh, is it?
Well, we're gonna have a character say, you don't see fish down here wearing armor, do you?
That is true. You do not see that. Okay, I guess this makes sense now.
It might. Plus, we can kind of just do what we want. It's not like the general public really knows anything about deep sea pressure, you know?
Yeah, something nuts would have to happen for a kind of mass education on oceanic pressure.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
Well, eventually the good guys are gonna make it back up to the surface.
Oh, good.
But several megalodons and some amphibians. Dinosaurs make it up too.
They've been at the bottom of the ocean for millions of years, but they could still walk up on land no problem.
That's what we're going with, because this way we can have some land dinosaurs running around and do a bunch of scenes I took from Jurassic Park.
You took them?
Yeah, they're ours now. I took them.
Oh, neat.
So now all the good guys have to fight all those bad guys that were doing the illegal stuff underwater.
We're still not at the shark action?
No, that's gonna be like the last 15 minutes. We're still in the people part.
Gotcha.
And then it's gonna be time for the shark action.
Oh boy, here we go.
So it turns out all these frickin' monsters are headed to this resort island. That's all about fun, right?
What's it called?
Fun Island.
How'd you come up with that?
So the good guys have to head over there to tell everybody to get out of the water because some freaking Megs are coming.
Of course.
But then they do a very bad job at that, so a bunch of people die.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they're freaking getting eaten by sharks, by little dinosaurs. There's a big kraken.
Oh, big cracks are tight.
Wait, what has a kraken in?
No, a kraken, like a big octopus.
Jeez, how do the good guys react to that?
They literally don't even mention that it exists, but one of the characters throws a bomb at it.
Huh. So anyway, then Jason Statham gets on a jet ski and starts hunting sharks with bombs mounted on harpoons.
Very exciting.
And he manages to kill one, but then he's gotta take down the Alpha.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, he's gonna impale it with a helicopter propeller and then just kinda toss it dead in the ocean.
That doesn't seem physically possible.
Well, the thing about this guy is that he's Jason Statham.
Oh, that's right, he is, yeah.
And so then all the bad guys are dead and the good guys have a little celebratory drink on the beach, you know, laugh it up, have a silly old time.
They just saw a bunch of
innocent people die horrible deaths.
A silly old time. So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a shark time. I say we release it as a big summer blockbuster.
Really? You think this stands a chance against superhero movies at the domestic box office?
Oh, no, this thing's not making its money domestically. We just have to kind of blatantly make this for another market.
Okay.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thanks so much for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. My break did just start, however, so I'm done talking. I'm not gonna say any more.